Thank you for calling. This is Daniel. How may I help you?
Hi, Daniel Garcia.
Daniel Garcia, yes. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, okay. Obviously, this is Daniela, and I'm trying to talk to someone. I guess you're in charge of everything.
Oh.
You know, Book Baby is in New Jersey, too. Or do you know them? Is this the same company?
No, it's not the same company, but yes, I've heard about them.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, the way I chose Book Baby to help me is actually I researched them, and they were on the top 10 of the list. So I just came here. I just came to the website, and you pop up, and I'm just trying to, you know, this is the first time I've been online today, and I'm trying to research everything that we talked about last night. So you were saying about $6,500.
Mm-hmm.
Why, and all that is entitled, and I just cannot, you know, I can't jump into the ocean before I know what's going on.
Absolutely.
So, and I know you could understand that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, ma'am. I'm an author myself. I can completely understand where you're coming from.
Oh, you are an author.
Indeed. You can search me on Amazon.
You're an author?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Okay. Okay. See,
I don't sound one?
No, what I'm saying is it was just like, you know, last night when you were texting, you know, when we were talking on the chat, you said, are you Danielle? Are you the author? And I said, yes, I am, and I am, you know. So that's why it's just like, oh, okay, so you're an author too, Daniel. So,
yes, I'm an author, but in a different genre. In a different genre. I don't write in your genre. I'm a children's book author. Right, and different type of books, you know, is what I've worked on. There's a series as well that I've actually published recently, so you can surely have a look at it. It could give you a much more better idea. So where you're actually coming from about baby book, all right, I will just
book
tell you
baby.
One thing over here. Book baby, sorry. I'll just tell you one thing over here. I've caught, you're not the first client from Book Baby. We have converted over 15 to 20 clients in this year, in this 4 months. All right, who have actually placed an order with Book Baby, but they weren't satisfied earlier due to some reason. Some people weren't satisfied due to their services. Some people weren't getting replies promptly at that time. So I can maybe, and you're not the first person saying that. So I've got people who are complaining about this company. I think I'll have to do a bit of research on this and make sure what type of a company is this specifically.
Well, because it was really, you know, like I was explaining to you, this was my first, you know, this was my first book, and I went into everything, and I really prayed about the whole thing, and, you know, what I'm saying is I used my gut and my feelings, and, you know, I talked to the customer service guys a lot and everything, and but I had to make a decision, and it was, I always wanted to write a book, and I thought, okay, I put a little money on the side, and of course, you know, when you're first starting out, you don't know anything, which I didn't, you know, and I had to learn so much, and I really did, Daniel, do the best I could, and but I really thought, not that I was going to become rich or whatever, you know, but I was so disappointed that, and I explained to you, I didn't do a lot of the advertising or the social media because I had an adverse situation years and years ago with social media, so I walked away from that, and so I paid Book Baby a lot of money, I mean, for a couple of months to do Facebook ads. And, you know, they gave me, I believe you were explaining it on the chat, they showed me the ups and downs of the traffic and the responses and so forth, but they were saying it doesn't guarantee that you, BookBaby was saying it doesn't guarantee that there's going to be any sales. So, I mean, really, I know this is probably hilarious to you, but it's really painful to me. Out of everything, because how they did it was they put the book out. It was actually published in December of 20, okay? And it was all over the place, and you see it's all over the place, and they were dealing with Amazon and all that. But they explained that it was a three-month, if they put it out in December, I would have to wait for 3 months and how the retailers do their part and if there were any sales. But what I'm going to tell you is, of course, you didn't go in, you don't have access to go into my account, but what I made, it's painful.
I totally understand.
So,
and you know what? While speaking with you over the phone right now, I am on the website of BookBaby, and I'm actually reading out their services and everything, what they actually offer. Now, what I understand out of what they have mentioned on this is that makes me understand that they take care of publishing, they help with distribution, they help with editing.
They did, and I thought they would do that. I did. I mean, okay, all right, and like you're telling me, and I don't want to badmouth, and I'm not, you know, and you're not, but you're reading what they're saying, and that's what I read, and,
but there's,
you know,
only one tab. Out of 25 to 30 tabs, there's only one tab that says book marketing, and when I clicked on it, it says marketing, that's it, marketing planner for $3.99, social media promotion planner for $3.99, and Amazon planners. So technically, they are just telling you the tactics, and what I understand is that, in simple words, I don't find this company to be a very good marketing company. They might be good at publishing, they might be good at editing, they might be good at, printing the book or maybe taking it to the market or maybe distribution. But, of course, distribution or printing would come in if a client would buy your book once he's interested to buy
it. But you want to know something, Daniel. I'm telling you, I did everything. I'm pretty sure you know, but I created the cover. I told them what I wanted, the colors. I did the inside of the book, which was actually my first time. I did the layout. I did, okay, an editor checked it out at first, and they said the message was great, but they said you had to work on this and that, and I did. I went back and did the editing myself and made sure, I mean, I read, it's only like a 33-page book, but I did it all myself. All they did was what I told them to do on creating the book. And is that, you know that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So,
why did you actually pay that amount? I mean, if you have already paid that amount and they're not able to satisfy you, you can ask for a refund. You can call them up and tell them that you're not satisfied and you want to have a refund of what you have actually paid.
How is that? How am I going to do that? The package was, okay, and they threw in like 25 or 28 books for free, and, you know, they did all, they created it, I mean, everything I told them, they did it, okay. I paid, okay, the package was 17 and change. And then, but it was all extras, and you're seeing that. You're seeing that. Every time I needed to do something, for instance, if I gave them the manuscript, you know, and if there was a mistake or something or a comma or a word that was misspelled, I would showed them that, and there were a certain amount of letters, and if it was over, so I would have to pop them, you know, like $100 here, $100 there. And then it was just, oh God, like I told you, I wound up paying like over 35. And you're explaining to me, in each ad, Facebook ad, it was, oh God, I threw out $500 a pop from maybe like 2 weeks or 4 weeks. But what you're telling me is how I can get a refund. There's no, how is that? How is that possible?
See, what the services have given you, and if they're not able to satisfy you, right, with the services, so you can go ahead and ask for a refund, all right? Now, I don't know what their policy is, if they will refund you the 100% of the amount or they would refund you a partial of it, but what I understand that if you're not satisfied, you can surely ask for a refund. If they're a legit company, they would refund you as well, because, of course, every company, you know, make sure that, you know, they have satisfied clients and they don't want people to stay dissatisfied with them and, you know, still working with them. So if you ask for a refund, I guess they should go ahead and do that for you right away. In case I can maybe, you know, speak with my lawyer of the firm and maybe guide you what could be the next steps or how you can go ahead and claim your money back from your bank.
Well, see, you know, I stated to them, oh, I was satisfied, you know, after they made the book, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing I was not satisfied with, because I scratched my head a lot of times, Daniel, is, and what I said, it was so painful. I didn't do advertising because I didn't know how to. And I was just assuming they would help me, but I told you I tried the YouTube, but that was way after, you know. I'm going to tell you how much I made, and you're going to feel, you're going to hand me a tissue.
Okay.
I made $130 gratuities. I made $130 after spending all that money.
Right.
And I didn't know, I did promote myself, you know, on my own around where I live, and I mailed some copies, but I was giving my book away, you know, and I did a lot of promoting on my own. But through Book Baby and for what they did for me, $130.01.
Nothing. You were right. I couldn't even see that.
Do you have a tissue?
Well, I can surely
now,
see
Daniel,
this happen because they're not good in marketing. So I can actually understand where you're coming from, because it's not their JD, all right? They're good in editing, they're good in printing, but printing would be required if a person orders your book, and the person would order the book when he would come to know there is a new book published in the market. So this is really important. Creating an awareness in the market or marketing a certain book is not an easy task for every type of person out there. You know, you have to invest everything in it. It's not an easy task. Though, here,
can you do me a favor? If I give you a phone number, can you call? I'm on my landline and I can't hear you very good.
Sure.
So if I give you this number, can you call it back? It's my cell phone.
Sure.
But it's the name on it is my brother's. So, but it's my line. I have a line connected to his account, and you understand what I'm saying. So,
let me call you.
Okay, that number is 520 451 4023.
Okay, let me repeat that for you again. It's 520 451
4023. Yes. And what is coming up on your end? What is this number? I know the number, but what ID or anything?
401350. Where are you calling me from?
850-6400-835.
I'm sorry?
The number, what number are you getting on your end?
It shows me 520-240-1350.
Okay. The landline, the number that you're getting on your phone from this call is what?
520-240-1350. And there's one more number starting with 904.
Okay. I called you on my landline, and you're telling me, okay, do you see an 850-640-0835?
No, I do not see that, but can you hand over that number to me, the landline one? How does it look like? 5?
What number came up on your end for this?
That's what I'm telling you. The 520 number came up on the screen. But hold on. Let me just reconfirm it, too. Hold on. Let me reconfirm it, too. Hold on. I'm putting on hold. Hold on. Yep. Hello, Daniela. Is still with me?
Yes. What number is on? I'm calling you from a landline, and what number do you have?
It shows me a different number, all right? I'm not sure if it's your landline or not, but it shows me a number that goes like 520-240-1350. Is that where you're calling me from?
No.
Okay, I do not see any of the number coming up on today's dial list. That's it. This is the only number that I've got a call from, and you're over the phone right now. Which number are you calling me from? What is the number? What's the landline you're calling me from?
850-640-0835.
850-640-0835. No, I don't see this number, but I do see, in fact, I wasn't able to see the 520 number as well. It was showing your name on the screen as Hemlin Daniela. And when I looked up the number, it was the 520 one. No issues. Do you want me to give you a call back on your landline one or on the cell phone one?
No. Let me try to call you back because what you have is 520-240-1350?
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed.
I'll call you back, okay?
I'm waiting for your call, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.